Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
It's a very well-known fact. I love squirrels.
Yeah.
It's a very well-known fact.
Actually, see, for Christmas, Kelly Raspberry, she bought me a squirrel feeder.
I did?
And it's probably my favorite Christmas gift.
Aww. I guess it's the reason that I bought this hat that has a squirrel on it.
I'm rubbing off on you, Al.
And I got you something.
Yeah, Jenna got me squirrel underwear.
I'm not sure how you get the underwear on the squirrel, but it seemed like a cool gift.
Yeah.
Are you going to dress as a squirrel for Halloween?
I want to, but my son won't let me.
Your son?
You could make him nuts.
He could be a little acorn, yeah. Little acorn hat.
Your two kids could be your nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, he won't let me do it. A tree branch? And we'd climb all over her?
I'm sure she'd love to be that.
A sexy tree branch.
She could be the squirrel feeder.
Okay. Yeah. So I decided to start my own record label because, as you know, I started my own charity, Squirrel Lovers United Together.
Squirrel Lovers United.
So far, I'm the only one in the group, but anybody's welcome to join.
Yeah, I think you call it the full name, right? Not just
SLE.
Well, the shirts are really awkward.
Yeah, hashtag.
You know, once you start the company, it's really tough to go back and then switch it up and everything. But I did start a new record label, and we have our new album.
Wait a minute. Your Squirrel Foundation started a record label?
Yeah, Al.
Okay.
Would you like to hear our commercial?
Please.
Sure you would.
Hey, squirrel lovers, are you also music lovers but can't find enough songs with squirrels in them?
Right.
Don't worry. Now that's what I call Squirrel Music Volume 1 is officially here. With hit songs like One Less Lonely Squirrel.
Oh, no, don't need those other fluffy tails like I need you. And when you're mine in the trees, there's gonna be one less lonely squirrel. One less lonely squirrel.
It's your favorite songs, but better, because we substituted the word girl with squirrel. How about this 80s classic, Squirrel, Squirrel, Squirrels?
Squirrel, squirrel, squirrel.
Short legs and eating my chips.
Squirrel, squirrel, squirrel.
Already naked, no need to strip.
And yes, they really do bite sticks. The music on this album is hot, literally.
This squirrel is on fire. This squirrel is on fire. He's walking on wires.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
Wires.
This squirrel is on fire.
Where did we get all these photos of squirrels playing instruments?
Somebody help him and get the fire extinguisher, please. Do you want to fall in love with squirrels all over again?
Yes, I do.
You can with Brown Tail Squirrel.
My brown tail squirrel. You my brown tail squirrel. Do you remember when we used to sing?
Oh, they're eating. Oh, I get it. I love the videos.
And all proceeds will go to our charity, Squirrel Lovers United Together. Yeah. Now that's what I call Squirrel Music Volume 1, available now.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes, that means there will be a volume two.
Dang right there will be.
Yay, I hope so.
Maybe next week. Well, maybe.
My favorite is, this squirrel is on fire.
Is your favorite that one, Al? A favorite of ours happens to be the Squirrel, Squirrel, Squirrel song.
Mm. I like that one, too.
And we have an engineer here. His name is Rob Chickering.
Yeah.
And
the Chicker.
Yeah, what is going on? You are, like, laughing,
I'm sorry,
giggling.
But this, to me, may be the funniest clip I've ever heard. Because,
really?
So we're sitting there recording the Squirrel, Squirrel, Squirrels version.
Yeah.
And Chickering is in charge of the production. So he's sitting there doing all the buttons and stuff.
He's loving it.
He's
in his element.
Mm-hmm. So it was Greggles and I from production doing the singing, and he goes, let me get in there. Chickering has never attempted to sing in front of me. So I'm like, okay, yes, please.
The Chicker.
Yeah, join
Radio
in on the
engineer
album.
For years and years, And finally, he's on the other side of the microphone.
And Chickering, he probably had some fun in the 80s to this song. You know?
So this is the one that moved him.
So this is the one that moved him a little bit.
He likes to rock.
So he likes to rock a little bit. He plays the guitar. He plays the bass.
Yeah.
And he gets up and he swags on. He's not just strutting. He's swagging over the microphone. Just like, I'm about to knock this out.
Yeah.
So Greggles and I go over the controls because we don't know what to do. So we're tag teaming the buttons.
Yeah.
This is great because he has to record us all the time.
Yeah.
I always feel bad because he's like, Jenny, just do it a little higher. I'm like, I'm a terrible singer.
Right.
Show me how it's done.
So for the first time ever, we have the Chicker on mic.
Here's the thing about these things.
Yeah.
You can ISO the voices.
Yeah, he's great at helping us layer our vocals.
Right.
To make it actually sound good.
That's short for isolate.
Payback is a baby.
Oh, he's got plenty of bad stuff about me, so I'm ready for
it. I can't wait for it, yeah.
But
I'm almost more excited about the payback already.
We're listening to the song, and I hear something in one of the choruses that I'm like, something's not right.
Let me hear it.
So we did a little digging, and
isolated the problem.
This is what we found.
Right.
Again.
Play it again.
I am crying.
Rob Chickery, our engineer.
Who goes squirrels? Squirrels, squirrels, squirrels!
He was harmonizing.
Yeah.
It's not always squirrels. Sometimes it goes up.
No, yeah.
Yes, it does.
Squirrels.
He's right and you're wrong.
There's no.
Yes, well, it goes high.
Wrong.
It goes.
Oh my God.
Squirrels,
squirrels!
That's pretty funny.
Where does
it's
it
not
go up?
Every time.
And then he goes, yeah.
Squirrel. Try to listen to that and not laugh. Try to. I dare you. You
helps
can't.
If people are sitting in the car like, well, we don't know Rob Chickering.
Oh, man.
But, you know.
You do now. It's your new ringtone right here.
If you're watching Kid TV, we have come up with our T-shirt that I'm going to have for Squirrel Lovers.
No, you're going to have those made?
Together. Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Squirrel Lovers United Together.
Yeah, all proceeds benefit.
What do they benefit?
Benefit what?
Squirrel Lovers United Together.
You know what? I think there is a serious problem with squirrel depression.
Yeah.
Because I think they intentionally throw themselves in front of moving cars to kill themselves.
Oh, they're depressed.
I have never seen anything like it in my life.
They play like a suicide game.
It's the truth. I will be in my old neighborhood where I just left. We were inundated by squirrels, but I love them. They don't bother me. I'd love to hear them scurrying across
the road.
I love it. Anyway, I would be sitting there coming up the road, and the squirrel would sit there by the side of the road and wait till I got 5 feet away and run out in front of me.
Maybe he's doing that because he heard.
You might have a serious charity on your
hands. I do.
Help the depressed squirrel.
I am helping. I'm crying.
I can't wait for the second album.
Oh, my goodness.
How long do we have to wait for that greatness?
Monday.
Full album?
Monday.
Well, we have to get more greatness. We have to get
more. Oh, yeah, we'll get that.
Because I heard you were doing I Kissed a Squirrel.
Don't blow it.
Oh,
there's plenty of squirrel songs.
Oh, there are.
That may be one of them.
We have to hear that.
I'm not blowing it. I was just making that up. I haven't heard any.
Yeah. You're right.
Oh, I'm just
Jenna.
Making it up. Yeah.
There's plenty of great songs with girls. Shannon, I heard we have the most interesting caller of the week.
It's time for the most interesting listener of the week.
I went to Hyena's Comedy Club to see Dustin Diamond, who screeched from Saved by the Bell. And I ended up meeting him, and I was there with my cousin, and he and I hung out, and we talked all night. We flirted a little bit. And at the end of the night, he's like, I want you to go back to my hotel with me. So I was like, well, I came with my cousin. I can't. And he said, we'll find you a ride. Don't worry about it. So I told my cousin, go ahead and go home.
You went to the hotel with...
Wait, hotel.
Okay, yeah, so I went to his hotel, and we flirted a little bit. He put the moves on me, and he ended up staying up till 3 a.m. watching Saved by the Bell reruns.
Wow.
That was the most interesting listener of the week.
Wow.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You don't know you're beautiful.
We all know who that band is.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to play Which Direction for One Direction. This is your chance to see One Direction in Tampa, Florida, thanks to Columbia Records and Southwest Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yesterday, you were supposed to listen closely to the show from 7 to 8 Central.
Like right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Why? What was happening between 7 and 8 Central, for instance?
Well, there was some stuff going on. We interviewed comedian and star of Parks and Recs. I say Rex every time, but it's Parks and Rec.
Right.
Yeah. Aziz Ansari. And we asked him about dealing with hecklers.
Right.
I went and saw a play with Paul Rudd in it.
Uh-huh.
And everyone in the audience was very quiet, and they had a great time. And I was like, oh, wow, this was a comedy show. People would have just been yelling, like, nonsense. They would have been yelling.
They would have been yelling.
People would have been yelling, all
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is our question for you. Which direction did the conversation go?
Oh, I get it. Which direction?
All right.
Aziz said people were yelling out something at the play. So we're going to open up the phone lines right now. And if you know the answer, if you were listening, call now and you can win tickets to see One Direction with seats that are so good. You're going to feel like you're on the stage with One Direction.
The number is 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We got to make it tough, though, because these are really good tickets, and it's a trip.
Which direction for One Direction?
Man, they would be yelling.
If I was on stage with One Direction, with my luck, they'd put me next to Liam.
What's wrong with Liam?
I don't want Liam. I want Harry.
Yeah.
That's who Emma Kelly wants, though, right?
Emma Kelly wants Niall.
Niall.
And, oh, she got a gift from a listener. They sent her a cardboard cutout of Niall.
Oh, really?
Yes. Cherry, I forgot the daughter's name. I'm so sorry. Cherry Mims. And her daughter got it for her 16th birthday last year. Uh-huh. She's like, I'm a little too old for this now, so they sent it to Emma Kelly.
Oh, wow.
I think Liam's my wife's favorite.
Liam? Really?
Louis the married one, right?
Zane's the one that's engaged. None of them are married. Zane's engaged. My daughter likes Niall because he doesn't have any tattoos.
Oh,
and she really likes blonde hair, blue eyed boys.
How does she know he doesn't have any tattoos?
He doesn't have any.
Are you sure? I feel like Niall has like at least one tattoo.
I don't know.
All right, let's see. Let's welcome Amanda Brady to the phone. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
How you feeling? Big One Direction fan?
I mean, no, but maybe, sure, why not?
Why would you want to win tickets if you're not a big fan?
I mean, because who doesn't want to go see One Direction?
Right.
That would just be awesome.
People who aren't fans wouldn't want to go.
Oh, you're going to make the fans, man. Which one's your favorite? Which one of the boys?
Can you name any of them?
Definitely Harry.
Harry, okay. She knows Harry.
At least you know a little bit.
You know how many little girls are crying right now? She's not a real fan.
Next time, live.
No, I definitely have family and family friends that would love to go would love to go with me, and maybe we can set up a trip to go.
Right.
I'll enjoy it.
Well, it's only two tickets, so it's you and somebody else. So you're going to have to choose wisely if you win.
All right.
You got to tell us which direction.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to replay the clip for you to refresh your memory for you and for everyone else.
Okay.
So pay attention.
I went to a play with Paul Rudd in it.
Uh-huh.
And everyone in the audience was very quiet, and they had a great time. And I was like, oh, wow, this was a comedy show. People would have just been yelling, like, nonsense. They would have been yelling.
He said they'd been yelling nonsense. Ron. So what did the people yell out at the play?
Ron Burgundy.
Okay. Play the clip, Shannon.
I went and saw a play with Paul Rudd in it.
The whole thing.
And everyone in the audience was very quiet, and they had a great time. And I was like, oh, wow, this was a comedy show. People would have just been yelling, like, nonsense. They would have been yelling, Ron Burgundy, or whatever.
Yeah!
And then stop the play and just, look, I don't even play Ron Burgundy. Why are you yelling this?
Congratulations, Amanda.
Guess what, Amanda?
Thank you. This is so exciting. I love you guys so much.
You know what,
I've
Amanda?
Never gotten through.
You and somebody who's really excited just won two tickets to see One Direction in Tampa, Florida.
Yeah, girl.
Awesome. This is so exciting.
Yes.
How am I going to talk my husband into going to this with me?
No, Amanda.
Take a girl who's a fan of One Direction.
You got to take a girl.
Tell your husband to come have a beer with me. Please, save your marriage.
Yeah, this would be a reason a man would get divorced.
Yes, that'd be the reason number 12.
Please promise me you'll take someone who cares about these boys.
I definitely care.
Okay.
I care, and I will find. I've got some friends.
Not your husband.
Pick someone with estrogen.
So you've got two round trip tickets on Southwest Airlines, $300 in spending cash. Again, thank you to Columbia Records and Southwest Airlines for this fabulous trip.
Yay. Hey, Amanda.
Woo. Good job, babe.
Thank you.
Don't take your husband.
Take my husband.
All right, hold on the line for us, Amanda.
Oh, my goodness. Your husband wants to watch some football.
I'm sorry, all
I apologize.
I'm sorry.
That's how contests go.
It's how it goes.
How you know we don't plan it.
We don't.
That's how contests go.
Because I remember when, you know, I was in love with Duran Duran, and I would have done anything at the mm-hmm. time. And to hear somebody say, well, yeah, why not? I'd like to go see Duran Duran. I'd be like, what? You would, whatever.
I think I'll take my husband.
You know what?
Take your husband?
Nobody's going to react negatively.
You don't take your husband to One Direction.
1D Forever just wrote on Twitter, my life just ended.
I'm telling you.
Oh, man.
That's a big deal. Who'll take your husband? Amanda won't take her.
No, she better not.
She better not scout them tickets. I'll be mad
you can't,
now.
Because we're putting them.
Yeah, we got to get
them. You have to go.
We're going to make her get them at will call.
A hotel. Yeah. I mean, you got airline tickets on Southwest. You can't.
You got a hotel room, airline tickets. You got the best seats in the house almost.
Take my husband to sit in front of me.
Take your husband.
One Direction.
Husband probably listening, ran off the road when he heard that.
I just want the 1D fans to know I'm equally upset.
You're upset, Kelly?
No.
I'll take my husband.
I'm happy for
maybe
her. She gets a trip out of it.
Maybe she's just playing it cool.
Yeah, maybe she is a big fan.
That's what it is.
Or we're converting her into a big fan.
Okay. Mm. I think even if you're not a fan of One Direction, which, who's not? Well, Amanda and her husband. But you know Harry is the hot one, so you're safe.
But still, don't take your husband.
I mean, they're all good-looking dudes.
Oh, man.
Right? That's like the first boy band with all good-looking dudes.
They're all very attractive, yes.
I guess.
What, Jenna?
No, there's always an ugly one.
Yeah.
Well, I would say there's always the least attractive one.
Which one's
Shout
the gay
out,
one?
Chris.
Who? There's no, I don't think so.
I thought every boy band had a gay guy.
Well, they don't come out until way after they've stopped cranking out the hits.
So which one's the Backstreet Boy?
Which one is it?
that person, they're still cranking out hits, so they haven't revealed who that is yet.
Oh, they are the Backstreet Boys are? Which one's the latest hit?
They're still working. They're still doing it.
I know.
And doing it.
They had a song
and
last year. I don't remember what it was. Yeah, I don't remember.
Kelly gets so protective over the Backstreet Boys. What if it was Howie?
No, it's not Howie. Howie has procreated twice, and he's... that doesn't mean he's not, he's not.
Yeah.
He's married, and yeah.
Right. If I had to pick, I would say that it was Nick.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I'll be honest. I don't think there's anybody in the Backstreet Boys that's gay. I really don't.
Maybe Brian?
No, Brian's the strong Christian in the group. Oh, okay. Not that you can't be Christian and be gay. I'm not saying that. See, I can't win
with
this conversation.
No, he had kids. I know. That's why it's funny.
I can't win.
He had kids. He's Christian.
Yeah, he's very family
man. He's married.
He's heterosexual. He had, heart surgery, for crying out loud. He can't be gay.
Yeah, that's right.
I know gay guys that have
gay guys can't have heart surgery.
Not that you can't have a bad heart if you're gay. I can't win.
Oh, man.
Kathy Ireland, by the way. She's a judge for the Miss America pageant this year, and during the prelims.
I'm going to tell you what, Kathy Ireland.
Still looks good.
Doesn't age.
She's beautiful. She has made $1 billion selling lamps.
Okay.
Yeah, she has.
Are you going shopping or something?
No, she's got you go to Lamps Plus or whatever. She sells furniture. She has made $1 billion selling stuff.
Lamps.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think she started out with socks.
I'm gonna make a line of something. That's gonna be one of my goals for next year.
It's all it. Look at Jessica Simpson. She didn't make her money singing. She made her money with the Jessica Simpson collection.
You gotta make it mass appeal, or that everyone can.
It's gotta be. I guess I'll do hats because that's what I wear all the time.
Right.
You should do hats.
I gotta do a line of hats.
We should all do.
I'll hook you up with somebody that y'all can start talking about that.
I really do. Seriously.
What could I sell?
Squirrel feeders.
Tank tops.
Tank tops.
Squirrels, squirrels,
that's pretty funny.
Chicory.
All right, back to Kathy Ireland.
Okay, what did Kathy Ireland
do? All right, so Kathy Ireland is a judge for the Miss America pageant this year. During the prelims, she told the MC that she could burp the ABCs.
You know, it would take too long. I'll give you one.
Okay.
I'll give you one.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm really rusty. I haven't done this in a long time.
That wasn't a letter. That was just a burp.
I'm sorry, but
Kathy was doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A supermodel.
You can burp on cue, can't you?
I think I can.
I just did it, but you talked over it.
Go ahead, Kelly. That's not a very good one.
I got choked.
Oh.
Oh.
Anybody can do that.
I know you can, but it's not very appealing.
I don't think I can. And if I
ever tried,
I'm not going to.
You swallow air.
You swallow air in,
and then you push it out.
It's like you have to click your something in your throat.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know what that is, but I can do it.
I'm a bad burper because I don't drink a lot of soda.
But that was not a letter.
That was just a burp.
Burping.
Yeah, I don't think she can do it.
I wonder if I can burp Q.
Oh God. What was that?
I was trying to burp and talk. I didn't burp.
He's just saying the letters.
Pick another letter. It's easier.
R would help.
R?
Yeah, R would help you, Kelly.
I've never done this before.
I know you haven't.
This is shocking.
I
let's work it out on the radio. Okay.
Emma Kelly's so proud right now.
Wait a minute. I'm laughing with it.
Kelly attempting the R burp.
Nothing's coming out.
Come on.
Nothing's coming out.
Suck it in.
Nothing was coming out. It was there.
Oh.
Does that sound like R?
It's so gross and funny.
You are so not getting a date this weekend.
I don't want to watch you while you're doing that.
What do you mean I'm not getting a date? Look at my fabulous spray tan.
Yeah, Kelly
I'm getting
came
more,
in.
I'm getting lots of dates this weekend.
B.
I can't burp for doing it.
I'm worried.
You can't burp and just trail off of the letter. That's
no, it's all right. You try it.
I don't want to try it. That's brutal.
Oh, man.
Come on, you got all the time in the world.
A.
Oh,
there you
guys.
Did.
Oh,
yeah.
Now do B.
B.
It's hard, isn't
I don't like it.
Makes me.
We were in Mexico one time, and the girl that my girlfriend at the time, Bartenica, and your wife, they had a burping contest. You remember this?
Yeah. My wife burps.
It was sexy.
Wow,
no, it was not sexy at all.
Look what time it is.
Yeah, it's that time.
I have a hard enough time. I have a hard enough time.
We can let the audience decide. You want us to hear us keep burping, or do you want some money?
I'm done with the burping.
Tag team trivia time for $1,000.
Yeah, we got to call out some names, Al.
In fact, I have those names right here. We have Sharon Haddox, Francisco Falcon, and Jennifer Guy. Jennifer Guy, Francisco Falcon, and Sharon Haddox. You have, the first one that calls in gets to play.
Yeah, 10 minutes to call us back. You get $500 automatically. Hopefully, the winner is a fan of $1,000.
Right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We did not get a caller.
Nope.
And we are trying to give $1,000 away, so
10 minutes are up.
Those three names, you have bad friends, too. You guys weren't listening happened. So we're going to give three new people a chance.
The economy's turned around. People don't need $1,000.
Whatever. Wait, we want to do it because we like playing games. $1,000 Tag Team Trivia. Here are three new names. All so right. Please give us a call. First one in gets to play $1,000 Tag Team Trivia with one of us. The three names are Allison Foster, Katie Bankston, Jamie Dino. Jamie Dino, Katie Bankston, Allison Foster. First one in at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Your 10 minutes start now.
I enunciate.
And we're all on the board available now,
yeah,
right?
We're back on.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah.
Now, let's see.
Yeah.
Day one, I played with Shannon Simmons. She won 1,000.
Right,
and then JC played with Linda Heron, who won 700.
Right. She messed
Jenna
up.
Played Christy Sneed, $800. Brittany Wardlaw picked me because the week started over.
Oh, thanks,
and won 900. We missed that last one, something like that. Anyway, Courtney actually won 1,000 with Big Al.
Yeah. All by herself, actually.
Stacey Washington won 1,000 with JC.
Yeah, Stacey.
So we got some big winners.
That's my girl. Speaking of $1,000 tag team trivia, Shannon apparently is upset.
Why? What now?
You can't play. You can't play. You work here.
Why are you upset, Shannon?
Well, because we had to write all the questions for this because we're not eligible to be played with, apparently.
Right.
And so we went around the room and were given categories to write questions about. And so I wrote questions and my categories have not been used, I guess, because my questions weren't good enough.
Well, we have a lot of production staff, so maybe.
Some categories have been are up twice now.
Oh, they are.
And that kind of hurts my feelings.
Your questions,
my categories have not been used once. Really understand why.
What was your category?
Yeah.
I had transportation.
Transportation. What kind of question?
Okay. And I had psychology.
Okay.
But can I give you an example of one of the questions?
I had another category that I forgot.
Okay. Do you still have those? Can you pull them up? Because I've deleted them.
Wow.
Let me give you the one that stands out.
Shannon,
the one that stands out in my mind.
Let's see if we can get them.
Okay.
What famous?
Wait. I'm just going to preface this by saying this is the kind of question that this show needs because people are still talking about this question, and it has been 2 weeks since we went around the room and asked it.
Because it's so bad.
Because it's so memorable.
The category was psychology.
It's so memorable.
Oh, I like that category.
It's a great category.
Yeah, I was my college minor.
Shannon's suggested question was, if you change one letter of the man's name, Sigmund Freud, it would be this famous psychologist.
Sigmund Freud.
You change one letter in this name, it would be a famous psychologist.
Sigmund Freud.
Yeah. Sigmund Freud. Yeah. Freud, okay.
Do you still have those, Shannon?
That was really...
That's not...
It was reaching.
It is.
I make it winnable. That's what I do.
I know you're trying to make... But how do you give psychology to Shannon?
She volunteered for it.
Of course.
She wanted the hard
ones. I got health and fitness also.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well,
what was one of those questions, Shannon?
Yeah, please
pull them up. Let's see if we can play as we're waiting on callers.
If you're running and your mouth is open, what are you doing? What does your body need
breathing.
To inhale to survive?
Okay. Benadryl is an over-the-counter medication typically used to treat...
Allergies.
Everyday what?
Allergies.
That's not a terrible question.
That's easy.
My mother uses it as a sleeping aid.
Shannon, really? Don't just say the good questions.
They use it for meth, don't they?
Huh?
Don't just say the good questions. Say some of the...
She doesn't know which ones are bad.
The more
interesting ones. They're all good to her.
Just print them out.
True or false? You can reduce...
That's not true or false, Shannon. This is supposed to be answerable.
Well, that was not specified when we were told to write questions.
Yes, or no.
True or false? You can reduce cellulite through exercise.
That's false.
That's true. You can't prevent it, but you can reduce it.
Do you see what I mean?
We're talking about... Shannon's upset because
Kelly
we're doing
that wrong. That was a good question.
We're doing $1,000 tag team trivia, and Shannon's categories have not been used.
$100. Thank you.
Pull up the transportation one, Shannon.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear transportation, Shannon.
And why was transportation a category?
How could you possibly ask questions?
It could be.
Yeah.
What's the thing that flies in the air?
It's trivia.
Who is the transportation secretary?
This underground mode of transportation is also a well-known...
Subway.
Sewer line.
Or the Underground Railroad.
Place. Thank you. Subway. See? How is that not good?
The Underground Railroad's pretty easy.
Wait, is that Jimmy John's?
Yeah.
The covers of wheeled wagons were made of what? The covers, like Little House on the Prairie, their wagons were covered with what?
Oh, that's
tar. See what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Aluminum?
Canvas?
Fabric?
Yes.
Yeah, spinners on them?
Oh. See? That's good.
Are you trying to convince me?
I like 80s music.
Yeah. I want more of this.
Like you're trying to come up with the most weird questions ever.
The covers of wheeled wagons. When did I learn that?
Playing that, what's that computer game?
Oregon Trail?
Yeah.
Oregon Trail.
Yeah, none of my questions have gotten used. So
I want one more transportation.
I'm just going to write more.
Were all the other ones so good that you didn't want to bring them up?
Yeah. No, she's going to write more.
I'm asking them as we go.
I want to hear more transportation.
No, she's saving the good ones in hopes that you use them.
Well, y'all, I think the bigger issue is we're done.
It's not been 10 minutes.
It hadn't been 10 minutes yet, but...
You're done?
Just throwing the towel.
Dude, nobody's listening to us.
Al, you're a quitter. It's been 4 minutes.
We're done. I think it was a good run.
Well, the people should have called in by now if they were listening.
They're listening.
They
called by now.
Phones are working.
What are the names again?
I'm upset because...
Allison Buster, Katie Bankson, and Jamie Dino.
We tell you when to listen.
Yeah.
There's my feelings, but you know, what are you going
to
do?
I don't mean to scold, but...
Hate to go into the weekend like this, but...
Yeah, we like playing games. It puts us in a good mood, and then you get money out of it.
Plus, we need the bragging rights going into the weekend. It's about us.
Shannon could continue just asking questions if you want.
Well, that does, you know, give the people more time to call in, I guess.
Why sign up if you're not going to listen?
I don't understand. It hurts my feelings.
Well, why would call in for One Direction?
You know who would love to play this game?
Mm-hmm. Who?
My daughter would love to play this game, but she's not eligible because she's related to me. Do you know how upsetting that is to her?
Tell her to call in and disguise her voice.
Tell her to play during Shannon Category Day.
Today's categories are super easy.
What are they?
Animals, sports, and U.S. history.
Everything.
Animals.
U.S. history?
Is there a question about...
Squirrels!
History, U.S. presidents, geography.
We need to have a squirrel category.
If you had a squirrel category. No, well, give me a week to study, though, because I need to catch up on my squirrel
Oh, how embarrassed would you be?
Oh, I would be so embarrassed.
If you failed the squirrel category.
I'd be more embarrassed if I missed, like, a sports question.
Yeah.
And then squirrels.
Right. Something. You know, it's more embarrassing when you're supposed to be somewhat of an
expert.
Because
I'm a dude.
Yeah. Like if I missed a fashion question. Yeah. Or the trend category.
Or Al, if you missed.
If I missed. What's my area of expertise?
This is the guy who thought
that
Super Mario came from Atari.
Blake Shelton.
Well, I don't know everything about Blake.
So I just got approval from management that after 10 minutes. We can just take a phone call, and whoever's calling,
we
could play with them.
So everybody listening.
We have 1 minute left.
That's a give up right there.
Well, our phones are working, so that's good. That's what I was scared of. People are calling, just not the people we called. And that hurts my feelings. Shannon, you have any more transportation questions?
Oh, yeah, I do.
All right, go ahead, please.
This city in the United States is known to use the highest amount of public transportation.
New York.
Thank you. That's good. See, I make it winnable. People would want to play with my questions because I make it so that they can win money.
There has to be a little element of difficulty.
I thought you said you were saving the company money when we visit. Yeah.
I did with that one question, but that was it.
The covered canvas wagon.
I like a little bit of a brain buster.
Okay, well, I have those two.
Oh, you have a brain buster? Oh. Yeah. Here come the tough questions.
That's my brain, girl.
Give us one.
This is a tough question from
this
Shannon Murphy.
This car make is the most expensive of 2014.
See, that's a good one.
It's a hard question.
That is a good one.
Wait, so it's the...
The most expensive.
Bugatti.
Well, that would be a
Lamborghini.
It's Lamborghini. Got it right.
Not the model.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
The Veneno Roadster. It costs... $4.5 million.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Mm.
I wonder who has one.
Well, 10 minutes are up.
Let's take a call.
We're going to take a call.
All right.
Random.
It's time to play $1,000 tag team trivia.
Candace Phillips, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, Candace.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, lucky for you, you actually were listening.
Yes, I listen every day.
Did you sign up online for this contest?
I did, and I usually sign up and never get my name called.
Okay,
well,
good.
That makes me feel better that at least you got tried to sign up.
Hold on, Candace. Good. Are you a fan of $1,000?
I am.
Okay.
All right, good deal.
Go ahead.
You're in luck because we have $1,000 here. In fact, you just won $500
of it. Yeah, just signing up online.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, now, Candace, here's a game time decision. You have to pick a tag team trivia partner, and we are all available. So who is it going to be?
And I just gave you $500.
Yeah, you did personally,
Al.
Okay, I'm going to go with JC.
How about that?
Yeah, hey. First gift.
Okay, did you hear the categories? Animals, sports, and U.S. history.
Okay.
All right, you ready for
this? You know what?
Are you rethinking?
Animals and sports, he might do okay in U.S.
history.
History.
Well, what do you mean?
You were educated here.
We had my U.S. history teacher on a couple months ago,
and
she said I was
like
a very
good
student.
You were educated here.
It's all right. All right, let's do it. Spin the wheel. Let's see the category.
I don't remember anything from then.
Right.
Sports, please. Sports, please.
U.S. history.
Sports, please.
Animals.
All right, it could have been worse.
It's all right.
Candace, do you work at the zoo by chance?
Oh, thanks for reminding me.
I do not. I work at a bank.
Okay. So
all right.
Not very many animals, huh?
Now, Candace, you know you can answer these questions on your own, but if you don't know and have a final answer, you tag in JC, and then you're not allowed to say anything. You have to go with his answer, okay?
Okay.
I'm really going to try my hardest, Candace.
Please do.
All right, here we go, Candace. You already have $500. To get $100 more, you have to answer question one, and it is... The category is animals.
Uh-huh.
Question number one is, what is the largest type of big cat in the world? Do you know that answer, Candace? Or do you want to tag in JC?
I'm going to tag in JC.
good deal.
I'm going to go with Jenna's twin, the lion.
Are you sure that's your final answer?
Oh, boy.
The largest cat
The largest big cat in the world.
If it makes you feel better, JC, I would have said the lion.
The largest big cat in the world.
No.
What would you have said?
Well, I don't want to say
What would you have said? It doesn't affect the outcome.
The liger.
Okay.
You're stupid.
No. Tiger, maybe.
The largest cat in the world. Cat animal in the world.
I think it's bigger than a lion, I think.
The largest big cat in the world.
All right.
Final answer is?
Lion?
Yeah, I'd go with lion.
That is incorrect.
How are you guys going to do a hard question first?
What is it?
Why would you say
that? Tiger.
It's out. Bam!
You said liger, Al.
Get out of my face.
You flat out said these were going to be easy today.
They are easy. How many legs does a spider have?
Yeah.
Hold on.
How many legs does a spider have?
I'm pretty sure a lion is just as big as a tiger, right?
No, a tiger's bigger.
Tiger's the biggest big cat.
Yeah.
Oh, Candace.
A lion's a cat.
Candace hung up.
A tiger's a cat, too. Google it.
Candace hung up.
Candace.
You still get $500.
Candace, oh, you made her hang up.
It's just a train wreck.
This is the first time that we've ever had a person call in to play, and they didn't get not one question correct.
Right.
And they put it on you. She chose you.
All of us would have gotten it wrong.
Except for me. I said tiger.
No, you did not.
He did.
I just
he was joking with Liger, and he said tiger.
I said tiger.
I really thought you would have been wrong. That was. I'm very
just think about
upset
that, people.
By this.
Think about
I thought it was lion. I thought I saw a TV show that said it was lion.
I would have thought lion.
A Siberian tiger.
I feel so bad.
Is bigger than an African lion.
You would have gotten Sigmund Freud, right? If they would have used my category.
Oh.
So I would almost rather have not played at all than have it go out like that.
That hurts my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that was a hard question.
That was a hard question.
Yeah, so much for that easy Friday.
I feel a little validated.
I thought easy, and then it gets harder. But now I know it's
hard. Easy.
It's only hard because we got it wrong.
Uh-huh.
But Candace still gets $500 if she calls us back. I am so sorry.
She was so upset.
She hung up.
I am so...
Like, I don't even want the $500.
I am so disturbed by this.
It's JC, Jenna, Big Al Mac, and Kelly Raspberry.
If you're not on stage or gay, you should not be wearing leather pants.
The Kid Kranick Morning Show.
It's a life lesson right there.
Yeah. It is a life lesson, Kelly.
I just bought some leather pants.
I guess I was referring to males on that one.
Yeah.
To men.
I'm excited.
I like
I used to wear them, too. I used to wear black. I had black ones. I had brown ones. I had orange ones. I had, my orange ones were shorts. I had baby blue ones.
I remember the powder blue.
Overalls.
Leather overall shorts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Auctioning bad boys off, too.
Maybe that could be an office rule. You guys can't wear leather pants to the office.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Yesterday, you guys said I was no longer in the age of wearing tank tops.
Well.
Or I'm nearing it or whatever you guys
to the workplace.
To the workplace.
Or any place else that other people are around.
What's the point of working on the radio if I can't wear tank tops?
But it's like, if we're not filming the TV show, you throw on a tank top.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. It's easy. It's convenient.
When we travel together as a show, you wear nothing but tank tops.
At the beach, I'll give you that. Yeah. Okay, I'll go ahead and give you that. If we're within 20 miles of a beach,
yeah,
all right, but we're not.
Nothing wrong with that.
We're not. Shout
nothing
out
wrong
Savannah.
With that.
I know you are.
I grew up in California. I'm used to tank tops. I like wearing tank tops. They're comfortable. I don't like stuff around my arms. I don't like how it feels.
Then why wear a shirt at all?
Because you're supposed to wear a shirt. Tank tops take care of that. They take care of the
torso
coverage.
They won't allow
coverage.
You into many fine restaurants if you're wearing a tank top.
I don't go to fine restaurants.
When you raise your arm up, I don't want to see the buckwheat and the headlock thing, you know?
My number one questions are, can I get into Taco Bell? And are they comfortable? And yes, to both of those. But
you live a very simple life.
But you guys want to come up with office rules?
Yeah, we decided we need to have rules around here.
Yeah.
We really don't have any. We kind of go loosey-goosey.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is
this place. It's a mess.
It is.
We all went home yesterday, and we came up with a rule for each person on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that when we tell Jenna the rules, she'll have three rules. She'll pick one of those rules, and you have to abide by them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have to abide. So you guys are each going to give me one that you come up with.
Right.
But you do have some power, because we give you the power to choose which one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So should we start with Jenna then, since I said that?
Sure. Let's all gang up on Jenna first.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, okay. I'm in a really good mental place for this right now.
Oh,
sorry, I don't care.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, we'll start with Kelly.
Go for it. No, it's all right. You want to start with Kelly? Okay.
Who are we starting with?
Jenna, your rule is to be in a good mental state. I'm just kidding. Jenna, I think your rule should be that you must keep your area nice and tidy at all times.
I look at her every day.
I know. Right? I know, but hers is what people see when they walk by.
I've actually been proud of myself lately because I've been throwing away all these papers every day.
Well, you just have to choose one of the three.
Yeah, so that's mine.
Okay.
Here's Al's for you.
Okay. Mine is that you are no longer to use your catchphrase.
Okay.
Mine is... You must always wear underwear in the studio.
Bra and...
That is a serious problem, Jenna. You need to address it.
The bra and the lower area? Both of
bra
them?
Bra and...
Okay, well...
Below. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a bra
spirit.
Or underwear on right now.
See?
So I'm
See?
Not abiding...
The rule has to be made.
So Kelly's, I'm automatically not abiding by.
Okay.
Okay, Al's... See, Al's is...
She can't.
That's funny because it's unintentional when I do that.
I
right.
I
often break it.
It's a catchphrase.
Uh-huh.
It's a crutch. That's what. That's not catchphrase.
Crutch.
It's a crutch.
No, it's
when she
reaction.
Gets mad at us.
Well, you know, like you said, you don't realize.
Okay, what so do I do in between? What do I do when I'm frustrated?
That wasn't her.
That was her.
All right, don't do that again. Uncomfortable.
she did it just now.
Oh, I can't say
No, you can say you say
But you what? You did.
Okay, so I have to choose.
Yeah, you have to choose.
You either got
to
keep, if you don't keep your area clean.
All right, but how do I keep
your area clean? So, that would be the logical one since you're doing it anyway.
All right, so, but what do you consider this? Am I allowed to have anything out?
Yeah.
Like
the way you have it right now is great, but you have been known to leave, get a little messy at times.
Okay, I'll choose that one.
Like your clothes, and then sometimes you have a bra thrown out somewhere, and then there's like an underwear.
Again,
chilling.
Put the bra on.
No.
Well, you're ruling. Yep.
Okay, I'll keep my area tidy.
I'm serious.
Save that. All the guys are laughing at that. All right. So next up is JC. These are rules for JC.
Let's go.
All right. House rules for JC.
No more boiled eggs in the studio.
Amen.
Oh, I don't even eat them in here.
JC, that is a lie.
That's a
lie. Just did yesterday.
I brought them in here and I ate them in the hallway.
I don't care. They don't even come in the studio.
And then you
no
come
more
back.
Boiled. I didn't say no more eating boiled eggs. No more boiled eggs in the studio. Period. Eating or otherwise.
Or burping them.
I can eat them.
You
eat
have
them
to go in the hallway
outside.
To do that too.
I can't help what happens after I digest.
Just eat them outside. Don't even bring them in the studio.
I'll just eat them in the production room, which is what I do every day.
And then
no, they don't want you either. Look at everybody.
Out.
Yeah, production just told me that they don't want them in there either.
How about
You're annoying.
No more consumption of boiled eggs at 220 East Las Colinas Boulevard, Suite 2 C2T.
You have to keep them down at the deli.
What am I going
to
eat for breakfast?
Go outside. I
eat hard-boiled eggs. I understand it's a healthy thing, but I will go outside and eat them because they gross me out when I'm eating them.
The deli has tables down. You could eat them down there.
I don't have time.
Eat them in the hallway as you're walking back.
All right, I'll wait
for
sometime. JC. Right. Well, you get to choose.
Okay, these are office rules. Okay. We got new office rules at the Kid Craddock Morning Show. My rule for JC.
It better be the egg one.
My rule for
you
JC.
You better put down the egg one.
Kelly, you can't sway.
Yes,
him.
I can.
No, you can't.
My rule, I have a different one.
Al, he might pick yours, and then we have to smell eggs forever.
I know. My rule for JC is.
Come on, Al.
Hush.
It better be hilarious.
My rule for.
I'm going to kill you.
My rule for JC is you are no longer allowed to say that you have food poisoning.
All right, cool.
Oh, my gosh, Al.
Perfect.
Is that yours?
Kind
of. He gets so mad. The other day I said, you get food poisoning more than anybody. No, I do not. He got so mad.
I don't.
Yeah. You say you get food poisoning once a month.
No, I do not.
Yes, you do.
I will challenge that.
You are so unaware.
Okay,
I will challenge that.
It's fine. So you say you don't, but then why is my rule this?
What?
Every time JC comes in and says he's sick or injured, he has to go to the doctor or call our show doctor and describe his symptoms.
Perfect.
And those symptoms include food poisoning.
I don't like going to the doctor.
And everything that goes along with food poisoning.
Pick one.
Every time you come in, because you are often sick to your stomach or sick or have some kind of ailment or some kind of wart or something. So every time
allergies.
You're going to have to call our designated show doctor on the phone, on the show, and say,
pick one.
And describe your symptoms.
I'll take Al's. I'll take out.
Well, they're still good.
No, everybody in the office doesn't want your
alive.
Eggs. You're making
Kelly,
everybody miserable.
I'm sorry. I get to
hope you're happy.
Sorry.
For the joke.
I get to pick the rules.
It was funny, though.
Did Jenna do hers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she picked one. Can we throw in some suggestions that the production room came up with?
No.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
All right. For suggestions for JC.
Oh, my goodness.
Was first on the list, no eggs. Also,
yeah. Everybody hates it, JC.
Unnecessary singing fits. You just start unnecessarily singing in the halls.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You and my wife both want that one.
You can't say no best joke, or it's no best joke ever anymore.
What?
No El Sonadito.
What?
Oh, no, I like that.
And no talk about your favorite football team.
What?
Those are good rules.
That's all I want to do.
How annoying you are to everybody.
I didn't know I was this annoying.
Wow.
Yeah, my other one for JC was because he always listens to stuff in the studio on his computer, with even though there's 20 pairs of headphones around here. So if we're doing other stuff, he watches videos. And I'm like, just put a pair of headphones in.
I don't feel like it.
I just want him to wear headphones when he listens to stuff.
Why don't you get a separate pair of earbuds just for your laptop?
Why don't you stuff those eggs in your ears?
Okay, so which one are you going with?
Owls.
No okay.
By the way,
what you get for being funny.
Did you hear about that new movie about constipation?
No.
It hasn't come out yet.
And we laughed all night to the best joke ever.
Did you hear about the new movie about diarrhea? No, it's still running.
And we laughed all night to the best joke ever.
Oh, all right, so I'm not. What can't I do?
You don't even know. No more food poisoning.
Yeah, I can't tell
what
you.
What happens when he does? Because he's going to forget.
Fine. When I,
even though he never does it.
We're going to come up with punishments every time we break these.
You guys done Big Al yet?
No.
So fine, when I come in here all sick, and you guys come on. Don't,
right,
don't
Al,
ask me what's
my
on.
Rule for Al, you have to warm up your voice every time you have the...
It's bad every morning.
You have
so
to give
bad.
Kelly... Well, I already came up with a punishment. Every time you do that, you have to give Kelly or I a one-minute back massage.
Oh, that's a great one.
Because I never get enough, and you're good at it.
This is Al in the morning. I don't know what's wrong with my voice.
He blames it on sinuses, but I'm like, miraculously, 30 minutes later, he's completely fine.
Yeah. I'm not talking about, you know, the dry throat and we cough because we talk a lot. I'm talking about when you yell and have that mucusy.
Yeah, I know. Mine is.
Yeah.
Al.
Yeah.
No more opening the show up with a 10-minute story about Curtis.
Oh.
Okay. Sorry, bro.
Yeah. That's a crutch.
I think... We went 2 weeks straight with a 10-minute Curtis
story. I was
story.
Missing him.
I know you were.
Kelly.
The only thing, I really had to think long and hard because I'm so used to you.
Yeah,
it's like, what do you do? The only thing that really bothers me is your necklaces, and you know I've said it a million times.
Yeah, the
because
jingle
your
jangle.
Necklaces, you're on the radio, and you wear jingling necklaces right up to the microphone.
He has giant
And I
keys.
Can't believe nobody on Dish Nation has said anything to him. Apparently it doesn't show up in audio on TV. It drives me nuts.
Yeah.
So I would like you to not wear those necklaces when we're on the air.
All right.
Can
That's
we give
the
some
only
suggestions?
Thing I can think of.
No,
oh,
sure.
Oh, we have more?
Then
sure.
Maybe you guys might want to change
okay,
your mind.
Okay, yeah.
From the production room, no shameless plugs of your bar.
Oh, that's a good
oh,
one.
Oh, see, that didn't bother
one.
Me.
No vanity glasses.
What?
Oh.
No wearing plaid. No talking about being shot, playing football, professional football, or failing in fourth grade.
Oh, you mean lying?
Oh, yeah.
No, I did all those things.
No flirting with every woman that you see. No talking about Kim Kardashian's butt.
Mm.
That's a good one.
Don't ever, that should have been it. Never ask a celebrity how their butt compares to Kim Kardashian's.
He's kind of sad.
That does bother me.
Yeah.
That bothers me a lot.
What was yours again, JC?
I forgot.
I can't talk about Curtis.
Yeah, you can't talk about Curtis.
Oh, I can't do that. What was yours, Jenna?
Mine was the every time you have that mucusy stuff going on, you have to give Kelly or I 1 minute.
All right, I'll do that. That would be my rule.
Oh,
but you're going to do it every day.
I'll warm up my voice. She said you have to warm up your voice or.
Cool.
We're going to get a lot of massages.
Look for your first massage on Monday.
Yeah. And that's something we can hear.
Just do it?
Yeah. Right. No,
he literally just did it.
No, I think it's fine if he clears his voice. I meant every time he does the.
It's the weekend, baby!
And it gets like that chunky voice. Yeah.
We acknowledge
We got to hurry up.
All right.
Office rules. Kelly's the only one left.
Yeah.
Go ahead, JC.
Kelly, no more complaining about your hair, body, or clothes.
Oh, my God.
You are beautiful.
Ready right? for mine?
Yes.
I don't want you coming here breaking down anymore.
You know what's funny is I had the hardest time with Kelly because she really doesn't annoy me. You know, like you don't do things, little things that annoy
Thank
me.
You. I try to be considerate.
Look, some people aren't annoying. Yeah, like with little mannerisms and stuff. So she doesn't annoy me. I mean, there's times she's not nice to me, but she doesn't annoy me.
Thank you, Jenna.
Rule for her is you're not allowed to say how terrible you look or that your hair looks terrible that you just are so ugly. It drives me crazy when you do that because you're
so
not. And then it makes everyone feel like they have to compliment you all day.
That's not
so
why
no
I do
doing.
It. You know I really feel that way.
Yeah, but no more
okay.
But look at my hair today. I got to get out of my system. It's so stinking frizzy.
Kelly?
I can't do anything with it. Ask the girl, Janine, in hair and makeup. We can't do anything with my hair.
Your hair looks great.
All right.
And my rule for Kelly is you are not allowed to come to work on Fridays darker than Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay, I'll take that one because I'll just change my spray tan day to Wednesday.
Do you have some extras from the
production room? Kelly walks in here, and I'm thinking I'm at a family reunion.
I know. We went a little darker because my body, listen, I'm telling you how much I reject the sun. My body rejects spray tan. It's the truth. I went in yesterday. She's like, I've never seen this. My legs were albino white yesterday. And she's like, your body does not hold on to spray tan.
At all.
It's just, dude, it's gone. She makes me, like, really too dark. Let's look at my face. I'm ridiculously too dark.
Yeah. I walk in here and see Kelly and see these cameras thinking we're on BET.
But I'm telling you, 2 days later, it'll be gone. And my body doesn't hold it.
That's weird.
We need to do the spray tan for TV. That's just part of it.
Yeah. All right, we have suggestions
for Kelly. Just quick suggestions for Kelly. They couldn't come up with much, but one was...
They're scared of me.
Oh, they're not scared of me.
No more defending Britney Spears.
That's a no.
No more being a celebrity apologist.
That's part of her character. Yeah.
And no more saying, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, you have to do
right.
That.
Those are taking away my entire being and reason for existing.
That is her.
So, Kelly, you're not getting tanned?
That's it.
On Thursday, she's moving to spray tan.
I'm moving my spray tan day.
All right, well, good. Now we have some boundaries set around.
Okay, so I have to keep my area cleaner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pick up. I'm just annoying altogether. What did I pick?
What did you pick?
Oh, yeah, I can't tell you guys when I'm sick anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, food poisoning.
Yeah. No, you can't claim food poisoning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's the punishment? We got to come up with punishments. I mean, I kind of put one into Al's.
If I come in here and I say I was food poisoned, I will eat 20 hard-boiled eggs.
Why are you punishing us?
Yeah, you are. That's punishing us, dude. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Boundary.
That's a joke.
Out later.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.